Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. Welcome to 2014, everybody. I never dreamed that I would live to see this year, and I just can't believe the numbers are getting so big. And I was just thinking that to the people who will be born in the latter part of this century, which would be like 2070, 2075, 2065, and so forth, they're going to look back at this time of our century the way we, who are currently living, look back at the early 1900s, like 1914, the Titanic sank in 1912, World War I, even World War II, or the Great Depression. I find it fascinating today, for some reason, I was thinking about that, the latter people born later this century are going to look back and think this was the dark ages, the lower numbers of the century. So, as I said, welcome to 2014. I guess the big wedding date this year, the big wedding day this year, is going to be, December 13th, right? So people who get married this year, I guess the big day will be, they'll be shooting for, I've been thinking about this. I don't think a lot about it, but I do think about it. The big day will be 7/7/14. So for those of you who are in love and planning on getting married this year, to be a good year. I don't know why anybody would want to get married in 2013. God, I would just hate that. I'm sure there were a lot of weddings this year, but it'd be interesting to see the stats to see if there were more weddings this year than last year or something. That'd be kind of interesting. I bet there were less. And of course, all the babies who were born in 2013, it'd be interesting to do a case study on them to see just how bad their luck is. Just kidding. I don't know. I wouldn't want my baby born in 2013 there. I just offended about half my listeners, I'm sure. So I apologize. Anyway, but again, looking at the days of this year, this is not the point of today's show, but it just crossed my mind. I guess 7/7/14 will work, right? I guess anything that has a 7 in it, any month this year, with a 7, I guess that would be all of them. Again, I've already said it. I think 12, 13, 14 will work. So December 13th, 2014 will work. Although personally, I wouldn't want to get married on the 13th. But again, I'm a bit superstitious about such things. Any other numbers come to mind that will work? I guess any factor of 7 will work, right? Which would be 21. So I guess you could do, 7. Well, you'd have to be, this is getting into the eggheads, right? Nobody's going to know that. 7/21/14, right? The 21st of July would be very good. But again, I don't know if people are going to, what other factors are there? Anything to do with a 2. 2 and 7 are factors of 14. So it'll be interesting to see. And of course, any month with the 14th day would be good. Here's one for you. 7/14/14. Huh? And that works because even if you're in other countries where they put the day, month, and year, it would still be 14/7/14. That's not bad. I could do July 14th. So ladies, if you want to get married, let me know if you think I'm cute, if you think I'm sassy. Just kidding. All right, just, oh God. Got through eating a piece of cheesecake, so I'm a little slap happy with sugar. Okay. So, New Year's resolution, which is the topic of today's podcast. I'm going to tell you what my New Year's resolution is. And by the way, it's always fascinating and fun to see what people are going to do this year, right? How many of you really live up to your resolutions? I don't really make any, so I don't have anything to live up to. Although this year I'm actually going to state one. I can't remember if I stated one last year. I'm not going to do anything traditional, like with watching my weight. My weight's pretty good right now. I want to go on record and say I'm happy with my body mass index or whatever? I don't know what it is, but I'm happy with my weight. I'm very happy with my weight. Let's see. Anything else? Well, of course, what else can I do? I want to be nicer to people. Oh, please. That's a lot of crap. I'm really nice to people if it is. I'm as nice as I'm going to get. So to say, I heard somebody say, oh, I'm going to be, try to be nicer to people. What does that mean? What does that mean? If you're mean now, you're going to keep being mean. So don't kid yourself. Some people are saying they're going to eat less carbs. That's reasonable, I think. Some people are talking about they're going to try to make more donations. If you make more money, then you can make more donations, right? And so I think that's good. I'm pretty nice to people, so I can't do anything there. So here's my New Year's, here's Mark's 2014 New Year's resolution. I wish I had a drum roll. I could put one in, but I'm too lazy. Here's one. I'm not going to be so lazy this year when it comes to producing my podcast. How's that? Is that? All right. My New Year's resolution is this. I'm going to try. No, I will. Because somebody once said that the minute you say the word try, you've already failed. So I am going to have my behavior be more in sync with my feelings. So I want my behavior to better reflect my feelings. Does that make sense? And it's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it? If you think about it. And of course, we have to be reasonable and say, well, obviously, if I'm angry at somebody, or if you like to drive and you're driving and you want to give somebody the finger, well, you can't act the way you feel if somebody cuts you off. Let's be reasonable about everything I'm saying. So I'm talking about in situations that allow for this to be. I mean, I'm not all of a sudden going to go, from now on, when I'm angry at somebody, I'm going to tell them. That's not exactly what I mean. But what it does mean is I'm going to put myself in fewer situations where I regret being where I am. A couple of times this past year, in order to be nice to someone or to say someone else's feelings, I allowed myself to be in situations where I was absolutely miserable. And it turned out that this past year, it had some physical repercussions in terms of my stress level and causing certain my eye conditions to be inflamed. This very bad, not a good thing. So this year, I really am going to, where appropriate, be more honest. It's so hard to say it without sounding like I'm going to be, being inconsiderate. Of course, I'm going to continue to be as considerate as I always am, and maybe even more so. But I do want to be more, have my behavior reflect more of my actual feelings. I could go on and on with possibilities about it, but hopefully, I think that's a very reasonable goal. And in fact, I've already started practicing it because, tomorrow someone wanted me to do something and I really don't want to do it. And whereas in the past I might have let myself be pressured into it, I just said, thank you very much, but no, I don't want to do it. And I already feel better because if I had gone forward with it, I would have been very unhappy. It wouldn't have been the end of my world, but why waste time? I don't know how long I have on this planet. None of us do. So what time I do have, I want to really try to enjoy it or at least not be miserable. So that's Mark's New Year's resolution for 2000 and what year is this? Oh yeah, 14. It's going to be, and of course, here's another revolution I think I'm going to throw in there is to remember to put the right dates on my documentation. That for the first month, it was so hard for me to start writing 2013. I don't know if it'll be difficult for me to switch to 2014 since I hated 2013 writing it so much. I don't think it'll be a problem. 2012 felt good. The minute 2012 hit, boom, I was dating everything correctly. 2012, that 2012 just felt so good. And I think 2014 is going to feel all right, too. I think it's just the odd numbers, although 2015 doesn't strike me so bad. I do think 2016 and 2019 are going to be hard for me. So what are you going to do? Okay, that's it. It's a short one today. Remember to make a joyful noise. Have a great new year, everybody, and we will see you back here soon. Remember to take, remember to make a joyful noise. I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.